From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, April 8th. Safe Space plays a key role in Chico's shelter network, helping fill critical gaps when other options for unhoused residents are limited. With its winter shelter season now closed, the nonprofit is shifting focus to year-round case management and new daytime programs ahead of summer. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Executive Director Hillary Crosby about what's next.
My philosophy has always been that people need people to help them get to the next step. If they could have done it on their own, they probably would have. So that's been my goal, going from a winter shelter program where we don't have our own building. So we don't really have the capacity to grow that part of the program right now. What we can grow is the other part, the supportive services. Yes, we're closed. We don't have overnight sheltering, but we can still work on all the other things and hopefully get them out of homelessness between now and next year. We're also, you know, looking to expand another program this summer, which is our day habilitation or our day programming. So a lot of different things that are happening over at Safe Space that are exciting and hopefully kind of make a dent in our homelessness situation.
Tell me a little bit about like what those case management services look like and kind of who you're helping your clients get in touch with.
So we have a list of people who, when they came and registered for shelter, said, yes, I'd like to be reached out to about case management, housing navigation, all those kind of getting someone housing ready. So we meet with the clients either out in the field where they're at, or we have them come to the office and just kind of start getting a baseline. What's their story? What's going on? Do they have income? Do we need to work on some type of income? Do we need to help them with social security? But also making sure that their basic needs are met. So are they getting access to food and clothes and then medical care? So we have a lot of people on our caseload that just haven't seen a primary care doctor, need dental work, need medications refilled. We have about 50, I think, right now that are on our caseload. We just kind of keep trying to find them, make sure that we can reach them. It's hard when they're moving around town or being moved around town, but we're doing our best.
Tell me a little bit about day programming and what that's going to look like.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about this. So we've settled on one name, which is like Radical Resilience. And a lot of this is based on wellness and community. And it's a facilitated session. So it could be a lot of activities, but also maybe we learn something at the same time, or we, work on some wellness skills, some healthy living. Living out on the street, you don't have access to healthy foods generally. So trying to bring in people that can maybe, here's some tips, here's healthier, here's what you can get on your food stamps. We're just kind of trying to dream up creative things that would be helpful and useful, but also giving people just a place to be during the day. I think that's one thing with homelessness that both sides maybe of this issue can agree on, is we don't want to see homelessness. One, it's horrible and tragic, and people are suffering out there. I have a living room. You have a living room. Like, they don't have a living room. So let's give them a living room to come and chill out and decompress a little bit, build community, hang with their friends. So we're kind of working on some things that maybe we can do, a craft project. If we're painting birdhouses and we're learning about financial literacy and budgeting, we can do that all at the same time.
That was Safe Space Executive Director Hillary Crosby speaking with NSPR's Alex Stutson. Safe Space plans on starting its day programs later this month. In other news, fire mitigation efforts between Butte County and the Fire Safe Council are on the agenda for today's supervisor meeting. NSPR's Ken Duvall tells us they're voting on a non-binding agreement to further reduce wildfire risk.
County staff are recommending supervisors approve a memorandum of understanding with the Butte County Fire Safe Council to work with landowners and contractors to reduce roadside vegetation on more than 215 acres of land. The county will oversee permits and reimbursements, while the Fire Safe Council does the on-the-ground work.
The program is part of a $3 million federal grant that was secured through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It was supported by Senator Alex Padilla, the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, and North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And dry periods are natural to California, but two droughts in a dozen years have heightened awareness of the need for water conservation. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at a new program in Yuba City aimed at reducing water usage.
Yuba City Council members recently approved incentives for commercial entities and the city to install water-thrifty landscaping. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, a grant from the Department of Water Resources will rebate property owners $5 per square foot to replace existing landscaping with drought-tolerant plants and more efficient irrigation systems. Much of the funding will be used to upgrade Yuba City's parks and other facilities. California has significantly increased funding for water conservation efforts over the last few years. The rebate program is expected to commence within the next 2 months, and participants will need to complete their landscaping projects by June 2026. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeBall.
And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom has asked the Department of Agriculture to restore subsidies for local farmers who provide produce to food banks, community centers, and other entities. The $47 million grant was abruptly canceled, with the federal government saying the distribution, quote, no longer effectuates agency priorities, end quote. California has depended on the money for several years to fund the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. It enables local farmers to deliver high-quality food to food-insecure communities and schools. The program has distributed nearly $90 million over the past 3 years. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, April 8th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.